Blog Talk Radio.
Reports of UFO sightings come from all corners of the globe.
Hold on a minute. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Butch Melton from the Sacred Heart Old Time Gospel Hour radio show. And hey, listen, we're back. We're going to thank the Lord Jesus Christ, His Heavenly Father, and our Heavenly Father that they brought us back. We was thinking we had a hard time keeping the internet and everything, and we had had a lot of expenses there that come from here to there. We didn't know if we was going to be able to maintain, which we didn't. I mean, but we got it. The Lord saw fit that we get back on and everything. So, you know, I prayed, and I said, "Well, Lord, if you want to continue on, and I can get these last few dire prophecies of the end times in to let people know what they're heading for and what's taking place, then I know I'll leave it in your hands, and you can figure it out how to get us back on the air." So, and a miracle happened, and here we are. And we're going to have a new studio as well, so give us time for that as well. I don't know if the world's going to be around. I can configure we're going to be, the world will be around for another 7 years probably, but we're seeing the end times play out right now, and I'm going to get into that, and so I'm going to not eat up too much time here, because I got a lot to do here, I got a lot to say, got a lot to bring to you. Now, I know everybody's out there that's also often hear my lessons beforehand, before I got into the end times, and the revelations and prophecies about the demons and all the other things that are fixing to happen to this world. The demons is going to be unleashed. They're unleashed now. Some of them are being unleashed right now. Okay, Satan has to have his army. Satan's got to have his army, and the army's got to come quickly upon this earth. Okay, and he's going to have his human soldiers too as well, and he's got Hollywood slap full of those that holds up their hands with and gives the goggle signals around their eyes and the triangle. You know, they hold up their hands with the triangle sign. That's the Illuminati sign. That's the Enlightenment. They believe in the enlightened ones, which is coming to the earth to enlighten them, take the mankind into another level of dimensions, which they're preaching and teaching now that this earth is going through a sector of the universe, of the cosmos, which is we're going to be entering, and they've got to come and be here to help us along with our DNA so that we may survive that journey through the enlightenment, okay, because things are going to change. So, yeah, it's going to change, all right, but they're going to be deceiving you and telling you that it's going to be one thing when it actually is going to be the hand of God, God's wrath, and then it's going to be the great battle. And it's a war. That's all it is. Pure and simple, it's a war. It's a war been going on ever since the Garden of Eden. Garden of Eden was the beginning of that war, and it's been going on ever since. So I don't want to get into that. But anyway, I found out a guy talking to the Red Dogs. Those of you who don't know what the Red Dogs are, they're special agents. They're really, they know what they're doing, investigators, prior investigators for places unknown that I will not mention because of reasons that you can probably figure out. And they're from high power, from high levels, and they've been with us, you know, for a long, long time. And Mr. Redbit is he's the head and the general, so to speak, of the organization Red Dogs, which has been informing me for a long, long time now. And they've been on top of things, and they've brought to my attention. First of all, I asked them about one certain thing, and they said, good idea. You know, I went to them, asked them to look and investigate some things, and they did. And they come back and said, while we were investigating that, guess what we found? and they brought to me what they found. So this is going to be, and it does incur and concur with the end times. So, Lord can bear with me with my voice here. Y'all pray for me because my health has also been failing me very quickly. Really, I'm telling you, it's really, really getting really bad, really, really bad. And it's been by the hand of God that I've made it this far. And I just don't know, you know, that's up to the will of the Lord of how much longer I have. You know, it's just like each and every one of you. You've got a day, you got a number, you got a time. And if it's extended, it's by the hand of God. If it's not, it's by the hand of God as well. Okay? Everybody knows that. But anyway, let's go with what I found out here. They brought to me, and it astonished me. I was really astonished. I said, my goodness gracious. And I've heard talk of this conspiracy, they always call it, the conspiracies out there that's floating around the internet and on YouTube and all that, all for many, many, many years, decades. So I didn't, you know, I took, back in those days, I took conspiracy theories as what it was, theories, okay? It was theories. But then I got to checking and looking and checking and looking, and I got to sit back and I watched a lot of these conspiracies actually come to light, actually came true. And it was so many of them that I said, hey, something is to this conspiracy business. You know, just don't take it so lightly. Just don't take it with a grain of salt. And if you get to looking at it, the red dogs all gathered and talked to me, spoke to me, said, you know, Butch, hey, if you get to looking at it, revelations in the Bible is conspiracy theory. And I said, doggone, if you ain't right. I said, if you got common sense and you're going to use it, revelations hasn't happened yet. It's in the future. It's prophecy, prophesized by men on earth, by John the Divine. We had to take his word that he was taken to heaven, they said. You know, the red dog said, but you got to take it at John Divine's word that he went to heaven. And you know, the angels or God, one, took him to heaven and showed him them things. I said, I know it. And he said, if he came back and he spoke of those, he said, that's a conspiracy into the church. I said, doggone if you ain't right. He said, that's what they said, heresy. It was the term, you know, conspiracy back in those days was called heresy. Conspiracy. And I said, listen to this. This is thinking outside the box again. Thinking outside the box, as I always do. I said, hey, that's the same thing as heresy, the same thing as conspiracy. They said, you got it. And they said, it came to them all of a sudden, just like a water coming out of a bucket. Just poured over them one day. I said, that's the Holy Spirit. They said, hallelujah, amen. The red dogs have seen the light. Of course, they have been in the light now for about as long as I have as well. Because when I changed, I guess the Lord changed them as well, in a twinkling of an eye. Ladies and gentlemen, now let's go on to what our findings are here, okay? Our findings, if you remember, I don't know if you remember or not, a lot of you probably remember. I'm going to talk about, and once again, I'm going to talk about the Catholic Church because it is in the end times. You know, the city of, talking about the city of seven hills, seven mountains, that's the Vatican. That's Rome, ladies and gentlemen. Rome's right in the middle, and it's hell be destroyed. Now, we don't know, the red dogs don't know, I don't know either, if the whole entire city of Rome with the Vatican, along with the Vatican, is going to be destroyed, or is it going to be just the Vatican? We don't know. We don't know. It could be the whole area. I think it's the way it's read in the Bible. It's the whole area in the area that's in the center of those seven mountains. And if that's so, then Rome and the Vatican is going to be gone by the end, and the wrath of God will be eliminated, just like Sodom and Gomorrah. I want you to pay particular attention, because the Pope, this new Pope that we have, I'm going to be talking about him tonight too as well. We'll talk once again. I'm going to get on the Catholicism. I'm going to get on the Catholics, and I'm going to ride it out of town because I can't help it out there. I can't help it. I can't help it out there. You know, y'all make it so easy when you're following around with the Antichrist, and when you've been dealing with the darkness. So as long as the Catholics has been messing around with the black darkness, it's very easy for me to do what I do and to trash them, because I got to do that. That's what God said. Hey, listen, you got to expose them for what they are. And oh, he said, but I know that those believers that believes in these masses and in all of this, and that they're doing right, you know, and they have good hearts. And he said, they try to do right. You know, he's talking about the congregation. Congregation. He said there'll be many of them. There'll be a lot of them in those end of days. They're going to see their wrongs, and they're going to undo their wrongs, and they're going to become repentant, truly repentant, not run into a father behind in a wooden cage, you know, a wooden cage or a cage of a sheetrock with bars or sliding doors on it, whatever. I don't know how it is because I've never done it, never will. I confess my sins to the Father in heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not do it to no human being here on this earth. And I will not do it, and I'm not going to call anybody Father. Now, when I do speak, when I call somebody like this tonight, I'm going to be talking about Malachi Martin. And everybody knows him as Father Malachi Martin, which if I'd have met him, I'd have never called him Father. I never would have done it. Never will. I'm not going to do it. But as I read in here, that's what they call it, the prophecy of Father Malachi Martin. Okay, that's of the world. I want you to understand that as of the world, because in the Bible I gave it out many, many times. In the Bible, Jesus said, "Call no one father upon this earth except your earthly father, and the Father in heaven." Jesus said, "You got two fathers. The main one, the number one one, is the heavenly Father, which is in heaven, which is also Christ's Father." Okay. And he said, your earthly father has two. That's it. That's no more. He said, repeat. Jesus Christ said, do not, never, ever call another human being on this earth Father. But what do we see? We see it just like it flows like a broken dam across this country and around the world. Father, father this. Father, father that. How many fathers are they out there? My goodness gracious. There's a lot of them. This world has bunches and bunches of fathers. And they all run to those fathers. They don't run to God the Father. They don't run to God the Father. They run to the two-legged, ring-neck fathers, or the dress-wearing ones that wears those dresses. They're not robes, they're dresses. Just look at it, for God's sakes. But anyway, let's get on the rock and roll here. The prophecy of Father Malachi Martin. Okay, you know what he said? He said that right before he died, right, a mysterious death, by the way, a mysterious death. Because none of these fathers, bishops, and also the popes are never, when they die, they're never allowed, nobody's ever allowed to take their hands, put their hands on those corpses, except for the papacy. The Vatican is the only one, they got full control over all the fathers, all the bishops, all the cardinals. And if anything happens to them, they run and grab them dead bodies as soon as they can, and they put them in, they lock them away, and they'll if you're going to be a viewing or whatever they want to call it, if it's going to be one, sometimes they bury them the same day they die. If that's, you know, and that's kind of suspicious as well, and you know. But anyway, is that a conspiracy? Is that a heresy? I don't know. You know, I don't think so. I think it's the truth. I think there's a skunk in the hen house and a lot of those deaths in there, and that's reading they don't never let anybody autopsy the dead body. Oh, yeah. They used to do that to the kings, remember? And the kings, Roman kings used to be getting, you know, that's reading they didn't live very long because they had all, you know, they had all these other guys standing and wanting to be king, so they had to knock out the king, so they knocked them out one way or the other. They didn't want to be charged with murder or killing or whatever. Assassination, we call it now, assassination. But same thing. The end comes is the same thing. So we always wonder what happened to Malachi Martin, don't we? Don't we? Yeah, we always want. We'll always wonder, but we'll never know until we talk to the Father of Heaven. He will give us the light of day when everything's said and done. But Malachi Martin, ladies and gentlemen. I believe he was touched by the Holy Spirit, and he was trying his best to show the Roman Catholic Church where it was going wrong, what it was doing wrong. He knew about this pedophile that was going on. He knew about it. He saw it. He spoke about it back in 60s. You know, and then it all quietened down, and then it was a conspiracy that the Roman fathers and bishops and cardinals were messing around with young boys, and it was going on, drop here, drop there, here a word, there a word, and pretty soon it blew open, and all of a sudden, kaboom, it exploded, that these young men came forward. And then it blew up in the faces. Not in just one area. It was popping up like, you know, like popcorn all around the world. You know, so it couldn't have been a combined effort, you know, of conspiracies. It couldn't have been. Yeah. No, those boys, you know, in Indonesia didn't know those boys over here in France or Italy. Those boys in France and Italy didn't know those boys down in South America and America and Canada. And the British Isles, and like Europe, and I can go on and on and on and on and on. You know, they just popped up everywhere. Lawsuits everywhere. So the Vatican started pouring out the money, paying them all off. Billions of dollars to shut them up. To shut them up. Man, they claimed now, they told the world that they done cleaned up the mess. That they got rid of all those. That I didn't see nobody lose their job, did you? No, I mean, all the fathers and bishops that was before then are still, you know, if they live long enough, they're still alive today. They're still there. They're still there. They ain't been punished. They ain't been nothing said to them. Ain't nothing been done to them. And I asked the Red Dogs, I said, I wonder how many times the Pope has done the same thing. Hey, that's the reason he didn't get excited. That's the reason he didn't. It's okay, you know. Hey, they claim it's in the written word. I don't know. I never found it, but they kind of hold it up to one incident with Jesus. So I don't want to get into that either. That'd be another show. But Malachi Martin, you know, he was trying to show the church and the congregation, he was basically the congregation, they were following the wrong things, doing the wrong things, worshiping the wrong things. They was worshiping the bishops, the fathers, the cardinals, and especially the high commander, the father of all fathers, the father of the universe was the Pope. He was even putting himself above Christ. It still does today. And people still run around, fall down at his feet, kiss his ring. Can they kiss him, you know, where else too? Everywhere else you can imagine. I didn't rode that horse. I probably rode that horse till it's dead. I don't know. But anyway, here's what Malachi Martin said. He said, we won't have long to wait now. Let me say that again. Malachi Martin, a great man. And I believe wholeheartedly that he repented down. I guarantee he's got a white robe with a golden crown is going to be waiting for him in heaven. Guarantee you. Very few in the Catholics are going to find that way, but he did. I guarantee you, he loved Jesus Christ. Because if he didn't love Jesus Christ and believe what Jesus Christ said, he wouldn't have done what he did, and he wouldn't say the things he did. He wouldn't try to expose the things that he exposed and try to tell people the things he was telling them. read it, just look it up in Malachi Martin and read all about him, you know, exactly, because I don't have enough time here tonight, Lord, it would take many, many shows. But this show is all about this. Father Martin stated in his last book, ladies and gentlemen, his last book was, quote-unquote, The Windswept House, okay? Windswept House, if you can get, probably it's on Amazon or whatever, maybe still there, if they haven't banned it and burned it and gathered up all the copies. In the Vatican, we don't know. But anyway, you know how that goes. But anyway, he said that, ladies and gentlemen, that a black magic ceremony, I want you to listen closely now, yeah, black magic, what he said, black voodoo magic, it wasn't voodoo, it was black magic though, it was black magic ceremony, had been performed in Rome at the Vatican. And also in South Carolina, simultaneously at the very same moment on June the 29th, 1963. June 29th, 1963. I had the Red Dogs looking at that and they brought it to me and we all sat around with our eyes bugged out. Our heads were spinning. Because we looked into it and here's what we found. Okay. Excuse me. The notes of interest here, okay? The notes of interest here that's going to interest everybody out there is on South Carolina, okay? South Carolina, what's South Carolina got to do with all this? Well, South Carolina, it seems, being the home of Freemasonry, ladies and gentlemen. South Carolina, the home, the main headquarters, the capital of the world of Freemasonry in here in America. Here in America, the home of Freemasonry, South Carolina. Okay. The state also, ladies and gentlemen, the state of South Carolina, the origin of the Civil War. Isn't that very interesting? Isn't that very interesting? The origination of the Civil War right there in South Carolina. And also, South Carolina has a place called St. Peter's in Columbia, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get on here. This ceremony, ladies and gentlemen, this ceremony was... Now listen to this very carefully. This ought to make your skin crawl, your blood boil, if you're a Christian and believe in Jesus Christ. This ceremony, ladies and gentlemen, was to quote-unquote, he said this, Malachi Martin said this. He said this ceremony was to enthrone Satan back in 1963. June 29th, 1963. And everybody just jumping up and down and said, well, wait a minute, bitch, where's the Antichrist? Where's Satan at? Been a long time since 63 to 2015. But wait a minute now, you got to understand what all this means, right? You just can't take little bits and pieces. That's what people does to the Bible. You know, you read little bits and pieces, and you don't consume it. You don't read the whole thing, and then you don't put it with the rest of the Bible. Then you come up with a gibbligook. And then that's where it all gets twisted and turned around, and different religions spring forth out of that. Okay? So let's go ahead and ponder this on. It says more to that, what he said, enthroned Satan. And it was indeed. I've looked at it, Red Dog's looked at it, and indeed it was. Now let's go on. That was 1963. Okay. It was something else that we found out was going on in 1963 at the same time, at the same moment, at the same date. And we'll tell you about that in just a little while to connect it to it. Okay. Okay, so let's get back here, and let's think about this. Enthroned Satan. A lot of things went on that day. So, what is of interest also again here, what is interest is that Father Martin stated that the enthronement, now listen, here's the rest of the story. You know that old saying, and here is the rest of the story. Here it is. Okay, Malachi Martin said this. He stated that the enthronement was enabled at that time, June 29th, 1963, was enabled to occur sometime. Now, the great enthronement, the enthronement of Satan, was to occur sometime within the 50 years after the ceremony. Aha, see there? See? You didn't read all of it, did you? You didn't read all of it. You just stopped right there and just closed the book and said, aha, lies, heresy. Satan was not enthroned on June 29th, 1963, but you didn't read the whole story now, did you? No, because you closed the book. You said, ha, hogwash, closed the book. Didn't want to read no more. Throw it in the fire. Got rid of it. Gave it away. You didn't read all of it because you've already made up your mind once you saw that enthroned Satan in June 29th, 1963. You, having a firm common sense, closed the book because you know better, right? You know better that Satan was not on the throne in 1963. June 29. So you're smart, huh? No, you wasn't. You weren't smart. You didn't go onward and learn what you could learn like people do in the Bible. They don't go onward to where they can really learn what's going on. They want to close the books, eh? Hogwash. So ladies and gentlemen, let's go on. 50 years after 1963, I wonder how many people's already been, while I was talking, or how many people's already done had that figured up. Had that figured out. 50 years after 1963. Now, what does that bring you to? Well, it brings you to 2013. Okay? It brings you to 2013. It also brings you to a date that we'll get into here in just a little bit. It's still June. Okay? It was June. And also in June, I'm going to tell you how serious this is. June 1960, and the same day, Remember I told you that something else happened on that same day? The same day, the same moment, it happened. So that means, I'm going to tell you about that happening in just a minute, but first of all, that means, ladies and gentlemen, that no later than June 29th, Satan, it will be invited to assume the papacy and the throne of the papacy. That's what Father Malachi Martin said. He knew it was going to happen. He saw it. He was told by the Holy Spirit what was going to happen. He's also told by the Vatican. Because the Pope knows it was coming. This Pope has already spoke up the other day. Well, it wasn't the other day, it was last year. He said, I've only got a short time. He said, I got 2.5 years. Back when he said that, he was already almost a year into his throne. So that would make what, ladies and gentlemen? 3.5 years in tribulation, right? He said, I only got 2.5 more years. He said, I got a short time. This Pope right now that we got, he said, I got a short time to be here. Only got 2.5 years. That's what he said. I ain't saying it. It's not heretic. It's not conspiracy. The man said it. It's all over the internet. Google it, for God's sakes. Find it out. But you know what? Just like the Bible said, the truth will be everywhere. The truth will be everywhere, but nobody can see it because everybody's looking for lies. And then all the lies are going to be out there, and they're going to be considered as truths. They're going to absorb it and soak it up like sponges, all the lies as truths. Because the world has become progressive. Progressivism is of Satan. I've been teaching that, and telling everybody progressivism equals Satan. Nobody's listening. But the Red Dogs came back and told me, he said, well, that's what's going to happen. The Red Dogs said, Bush, don't get excited. Don't get tore up. And also the Holy Spirit brought it to me that they were right. Don't get excited. Don't let it bother you. Because it must come to pass. Remember what Jesus said, these things must come to pass. And so therefore, this stuff's got to come to pass. Whether you like it or not, whether you don't like progressivism or liberal, or radicalized liberal, they're going to win out in the end. You bet your bottom dollar they have won the world already. This world has been soaked up like a sponge full of progressive, radicalized liberalism. Socialist and social justice has been soaked up. The criminals now are being babied and pampered while the victims get their names stomped into the sand and in the dust of the ground. Doesn't make sense that the world's turned upside down, but yet people still follow the yellow brick road. And they're going to follow that yellow brick road straight over the edge into the bottomless pit of hell. And I've been trying. Red Dog has been trying. A lot of people have been out there have been trying. I'm not the only one. Jesus Christ said, in the end times they shall be old men. I consider myself one of those. He said, the old men shall dream dreams of the days ahead. And warnings of what's coming to be. I've had those dreams, and I've been trying to bring them here to you. I've got a lot more coming, so please, when you see our shows popping up on SS or on Facebook and Twitter, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. It's Noel Butch W. Melton or Noel W. Melton. Type it in. It should take you to it. Okay? I'll post it there. Follow us. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. You should be able to get on Blog Talk Radio and hit follow there, and those programs should automatically be emailed to you, and you will know about them. You will not miss a show. And then also you can go, if you forgot about or didn't check your email, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Sacred Heart Gospel Hour, and it should bring it up. And then you can look and see if you've heard it before or you've missed a few. All right. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is awful, awful important. You need to get out there and tell everybody to listen to this show, and please do, because I need to get this word out. Not this, not only this one, but the most important ones are yet to come. The most important ones are yet to come. The destruction of mankind, destruction of Babylon, and how it's going to be done is yet to come. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have very long left. I'm looking right here. We have 1 week left. We have less than 1 week left in this month. 31st of August will fall on a Monday. Okay, Tuesday will be a week. We're 1 day short of a week for August. Okay, Everybody's talking about, oh, they're feeling sad and they're getting gloomy now because they know that summer is going to be nigh over with. Nigh over. And they're going to have to start looking for the fall. The leaves turning. Hitting the ground, raking leaves. Then the cold chill of the air be moving in. And then here comes the snow and ice. But I say to you here tonight, you've got greater things to worry about, of which is coming this year, than the fallen leaves and the snow and ice. You've got a whole lot more. As Jesus said, please pray that your flight in the revelations of tribulation will not be in the wintertime. Ladies and gentlemen, what's fixing to roll around? The wintertime. And I'm gonna nail it shut right here tonight of what's fixing to head up toward us. Has everybody known and been paying attention to the television about the stock market? Has anybody paid attention that it fell over 1,000 points in 1 week? Oh, but let me tell you something. They're not worried about it, and they're telling you out there, buy more. Buy more. And they ran it up. I saw this. They said, hey, Facebook's down to here. Twitter's down. Netflix is down to here. They were selling on television. Fox News was doing this too as well. Sell, sell, sell. What are they doing? Hey, right now, wouldn't this be a good time to buy into Facebook? Yeah, sure would. I'd buy into it. If it falls $95 a share, I'll buy me about 100,000 shares. Who's got the money for 100,000 shares at $95 a pop? Anybody out there? Well, we might as well say $100 a pop. 100,000. What is that? 100,000 share, what is that, $1 million? Or 10 million? I don't know. I'm not good at mathematics right now. My brain is gone. I'm afraid I've got that A disease. I'm losing my mind. But the Lord has given me my mind about, I'm losing about all, everything else, but He's allowing me to keep His Word, His Gospel, His Bible. The words in the Bible still rings clear. And then, my days of being young, going to church and being fascinated by the Word of God, being fascinated. Well, I wasn't fascinated by the preachers and them hollering and screaming and jumping up and down and one-legged walking like a broken-legged turkey and spitting and screaming, scaring the little children. They didn't scare me because I was looking for the Holy Word. I was looking for the Holy Spirit, and I found it. It took me all these years. I was in my 50s, but it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what time you find the Lord. Doesn't matter. I was in the Lord when I was young, in my ages of 6. Well, it's even before that. I remember when I was 6 months old, I told my mother things that she swore. She said, there's no way that you can remember that. I said, well, how did I know it? Did you tell me? She said, no, I never would have told you that. I told her things that curled her hair when I was 6 months old. And it was in color. I even described the clothes that the people was wearing and what color it was and what they were doing. I told her about a snake that crawled into the little white church sitting upon the hill in the mountains. And I was looking down over her shoulder. She was holding me, singing to me. Looking down into the valley, the snake crawled in through a hole in the wall. It crawled across the doorway. There wasn't but one door in, one door out. It was Satan trying to pin us in, I guess. Long, huge snake. I'm telling you, it went across the door and then some. Well, my cousins came in with hatchets and shovels and hoes and chopped it all to pieces. While they were chopping, my mother took me and jumped over that snake. And I described how many there was. They came, there was two. Two of my cousins. Killed the snake, chopped it up, washed the floor of the snake's blood before the next church session. And my mother knew that story had never been told to me. She wanted to keep that from me for some reason, I don't know. And she said she forgot it until I mentioned it to her. She completely forgot all about it. And she said, what? You know, she had sweat. And she turned pale white. She said, how in the world? It's got to be a miracle of God, because how in on earth a baby that small, 6 months old? That's what I remember things even before that. Then she really did turn pale white, because I don't know what was said and done while I was that young, but it might have been something that she was you know, worried about. She never did ask me what it was either. I don't guess she wanted to hear it. You know, what a wonderful thing that God can do when He opens up a young baby's mind. And that's why Jesus warned everybody. He warned everybody. He said, "Be watchful for what you do and what you see around my young children." He said, "Be watchful for whatever you tell them, say to them, around them, and what you do around them, what you do to them." He said, "You do the same unto me." Did not Jesus say that? Yes, He did say that. He said, "And you will pay the heavy price. Whatever you do unto them, you do unto me," His children. And also His children, Israel. Whatever you do to them, the Jewish people of Israel, you're going to be doing to Jesus Christ as well. So just remember that as you call for the death and destruction of Israel here in America. There's a lot of American people that's calling for that too as well. Like I'm saying, this world is turning into a mess. Let's get back here to my father, Malachi Martin here. That meant June 29th, 2013, Satan would indeed assume the throne of the papacy. And what do we have? Well, we had a death of one pope, and we had a pope that came in behind him. He didn't last very long, and he stepped down. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, that has never happened. A pope is a pope till the day he dies. There is no way that he can be taken out of power by anybody and replaced by anybody unless by death. That's why I think a lot of these popes' deaths was questionable. Questionable. How about you, huh? How about you? Especially when they deny anybody access to giving them an autopsy, you know? Okay. So what I'm getting to here, ladies and gentlemen, here it is, fall's coming up and arriving, because I'll tell you why that it's so important. The stock market fell because God's holy plan is coming together. The Shemitah and the Jewish people knows what it is. The Shemitah happens every so often, and the Super Shemitah, which is 7 times 7, okay, is 49. 49 years. And in that 49 years, ladies and gentlemen, it will run out in that time, September, the week of September the 21st through the 28th. That's 7 days. Yeah, there's that 7 again. 7 years times 7. 49. The week of September the 21st through the 28th, 7 days, there'll be something really bad happen. Probably to the world's economy. It's already started. And I believe it's already started because it fell 1,000 points in less than a week. Okay? More than that, it's fell the week before that as well. It tried to come back some today. It fell yesterday. There was a panic. It fell over. This is the lowest it's ever fell in history, because this switch is supposed to cut off. They set it to go off at 7%, 7.00%. If it falls below 7%, the computers automatically shuts Wall Street down. It was at 6.89, I think. 6.90 it got up to, the 6.90-something, and it was fixing the switch. And if that switch would have popped off, they would have been panicked. This world would have never known. It was already panic setting in. There's already panic setting in. Don't tell me it wasn't, because man. It something happened. It surged, because I tell you why it surged. All these people got on television was selling that stock. They were selling it. Buy now. Facebook's way down below in here. You can get it for a song now. If it goes back up the way it was, way up into the hundreds, 149, you'd be rich. So here it went. The march onward. Now let me explain the Wall Street to you, ladies and gentlemen. This is for rich people. You and I, the poor people, cannot. It doesn't matter to us if it goes down or goes up. It doesn't matter, because we don't make any money, because we don't have millions of dollars to pump into it. Okay, so we're out of it. That's what Jesus said. He said, "This is for the rich. This is the throne of the rich." That's why they got the big bull and the big bear that they always talk about, but they got the bull out front of Wall Street. It's the bull they care about. That's the bull that makes them all the money. And I call it bull, all right, but you know what kind of bull I'm talking about. If I was back in my 40s, I'd tell you that, and you probably wouldn't like the way I would put it in. But I think you got the idea. The bull represents also in history, if you look back into all the history of Egypt and all that, the bull always is a symbol of what? It's a symbol of evil. It's an evil symbol. When they dragged the bull in, the bull died. The bull had to die, sacrificed. The red heifer, which is not a bull, by the way, the red heifer in the Revelations, the tribulation period, is a red heifer. It's a female calf without blemish, not the bull. The bull is recognized as what? It's got horns on it. Well, there's some cows has horns, you say. Well, I know that. But it's a heifer. Doesn't matter. But if it's a male with horns on it, it's a bull. No doubt. Symbol of Satan. Okay. Also, the goat. It's been known as the goat. The he-goat. They call it in biblical literature, the he-goat. Because they want you to know that it's a male goat, not a female goat. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go back now. We had a pope that resigned. Resigned, ladies and gentlemen. Why did he resign? Nobody ever knew. Nobody was told. Everybody just took it upon themselves. You know, the Fox News and CNN, MSNBC, CBS, NBC, ABC. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all these bloggers on the internet, and they went on and on and on just trying to figure out why did this guy, he must have had something in the closet, and he was afraid he was going to come out with it. They had him nailed, whistleblowers fixing to blow him out, and he decided to step down. No, that ain't what it was. That wasn't what it was. Here's what it was, is that the Almighty, the ones that they worship, the Almighty, they call him Lord. And in the papacy and in behind closed doors, these fathers, these bishops, these cardinals, their lord is of the two-horned goat. Their lord, when they say lord, they're speaking of the two-horned he-goat, Satan. And they're behind it. They truly believe that Satan is going to end the battle, the great last battle, and Satan's going to win. And they want to be part of that. Because look how much power that Satan has already given them upon this earth. Do you think for one moment that the Vatican and everybody in it wants to give up that power? You are full of it. You are full of it. Joel Osteen is in awe and just hates the Vatican and the Catholics. Because look at the power that they have over him. Okay? And Joel Osteen wants a little bit of part of that. He's got a lot of it. He's number two in the world. By the way, Vatican's number one. Joel Osteen now stands at number two. And I will say that again, number two. That's another joke, right? Number one, you know, when you was taught when you was little and you got to go to the bathroom, say, don't say what it is, say number one and number two. So Joel Osteen is number two, and I agree. Great number two, okay. I'll throw a little bit of humor in here because it's not going to be a laughing matter. We ain't got long now. That's what Father Malachi Martin says. We won't have long to wait now, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? June 29th, 1963, they did simultaneously, one here in America, one in Rome, a black magic ceremony that would ensure that moment, that exact moment, it would enable the two-horned he-goat to take over the throne of the papacy and the throne over the world, which that is the throne of the world. I don't care what Russia says. I don't care how powerful Russia thinks they are. I don't care how powerful the China thinks they are. I don't care how powerful America thinks she is, and the president and all of Congress. I don't care. You can melt them down and put them all together. They don't hold the power that throne in Rome holds over the whole entire world. And also in the universe of the darkness of the he-goat. Understand what I'm saying here. It is a warning to you. Listen to what we found out also, further found out. On that same, it wasn't the same year in 1963. But it's still in June, okay. There's a lot of things happening in June, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of things. lot of things happen in June. Chaos. Always, it seems like chaos always happens in June. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you say, well, what's all this got to do with everything? You know what? This sounds like a bunch of here we go. I regret I have to simplify. A lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, I do. I have to simplify because I got to think about the people out there that doesn't get it, you know. And I want them to get it, okay? I don't want them to come to me and say, hey, Butch, you know, you talked over my head. I didn't know what you were saying, okay? And I'm going to try to have a call-in show. I want you to pay attention because to all my Facebook, Twitter, and all that, and SS as well, I want you to keep an eye on that because once I do post it on Blog Talk, it's going to be a call-in show, and you'll be able to call in and talk about anything you want to talk about gospel and religion or whatever you think, your theories, whatever it is, okay? We'll have a discussion there. You can ask questions, and if I have the answer, I'll surely give it. If I don't, I'll tell you. Okay, I'm not going to sit there and make nothing up, okay? So, and we can learn from each other, Puckett, you know, and we can be brothers and sisters right here in the end times, right there on the air. It's okay? So don't be afraid to call in. You can use Skype to Skype. Blog Talk is of Skype. You can use your Skype to call in, okay? But anyway, I'll let you know when that happens and that occurs. I think it'd be a great thing to get the brothers and sisters together, and we'll find out where everybody's mind is, okay, on what I'm saying here. And if you cloud it up and you want to know why I do this, why I do that, then I'll tell you. You know, I've got nothing to hide, you know, because I'm coming out with it full bore. And these things is like Christ did. Christ come out and hit him right between the eyes, and the things he said was going to get him killed, and it did. It got him killed. I mean, doing the same thing. You know, if I push too hard and I go over the edge, there's liables, you know, I might come up disappeared or something suddenly happened to me, a car wreck or somehow, you know, somebody cut my brake lines or whatever, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. Strange things happen in the world, right? Ask those popes. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of strange things. You know, like this Pope stepped down. He stepped down, ladies and gentlemen, which has never happened in the history of the entire papacy. Once you get that crown, once you get that fish-headed crown, that's why I want you to look at that now. That crown is on his head. It's a fish's mouth. It's a symbol of Christ. That's what it is. It's a crown Christ on earth. I want you to understand what it means. It's a symbolism. It's a fish. When you look at, if you laid the Pope down with that crown on his head, and it looks like an open mouth of a fish. If you just paint an eyeball on it and some gills, bingo, you got it. There it is. Simple as that. They are Christ in the flesh on earth. Every pope has been considered Christ being on the throne here on earth. That's what it's been. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If that's the case, this world would have never been in the shape it's in. Never would have gotten in any kind of wars or anything like that. Would not have been no starvation. Everything would have been okie-dory. And you'll find that out in the great reign of Jesus Christ when he comes and puts his foot upon the earth and splits her right down the middle of the Mount Olives. And when he comes down and looks at Mount Hermon and says, you shall not reign over my kingdom. Mount Hermon being that of the said of where these creatures are going to be coming down to Mount Hermon. Mount Hermon. You'll read about it in Greece. Mount Olympus. You'll read about it. Apollyon. Baal. This mountain is famous in all kinds of legends and all kinds of movies. Jesus said, you shall not. The keys of hell shall not stand in the way of his kingdom. In other words, he's saying Satan and all his gang of demons and devils and all his followers on earth is going to lose that great battle. And he told us also as Christians, as true Christians, not the fence riders, not the lukewarmers, but he said if you're a hot Christian, and you got Jesus in your heart, the Holy Spirit, hey, and you're moved every day, you move, and you talk to him every day, every moment of your life, you talk to him, give him thanks, you talk to him, you pray to him. Every day you don't have to worry about church. You don't have to worry about going here. The word's in your heart. The word is welded in your mind and your heart. You live it day in and day out. You don't have to go and be, what are they going to teach you in church? What are they going to teach you with it that you don't already know? If you've got Christ in your heart, you've got the Holy Spirit in your heart, You don't need nothing else. You don't need nothing else. The people who run the church should be the ones that are trying to learn. They don't know nothing about what's going on. They don't know what's taking place. They can't figure it out. In other words, when they saw the stock market crash, has that got anything to do with Satan? Does that have anything to do with God? Yes, it does. Like I said, the Shemitah. Because I'll tell you what the great collapse is. Wall Street will collapse, ladies and gentlemen. And this time it's going to be for good. For good. This is when the New World Order come back. Well, not come back. We'll rear its ugly head. Not only will we have a one world currency, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. There'd be a great earthquake. The great dome of the rock may fall. I don't know about that yet. What I think they're going to do, they're going to conglomerate. They're going to merge all the religions together into one religion. One currency, one religion. And will the Pope be the head of that religion? I guess so, because it's the Antichrist, right? Really? Huh? Yeah. We've done proved that. Father Malachi, the great prophet, and I think he was, you know, the saints, that so many of them that the church, the Roman Catholic Church, has made saints. There's so many saints. But I got news for you. Those saints are going to think they're saints on earth, but when they get to heaven, they're going to find out they ain't no saint at all. They're no different than you and I. Probably a lot lower, because you know what Jesus said? He said, the mighty on this earth will be the least in heaven. Remember those words, ladies and gentlemen, because they hold strong in my heart. I believe that wholeheartedly, and I love Jesus Christ when he said that. When Christ looked at all the disciples and they were fighting, which one was the best one? Which one was Jesus Christ going to make him the honorary member to sit upon a throne on his right hand, as he sits on the right hand of his Father? They was fighting over who's going to be the greatest of the 12. Jesus said, what did Jesus say? None of you. None of you. None of you. Nary one of you. Because you don't have it. You haven't learned anything yet. He said, once you learn to be my follower, my child, you got to be as a child. Come to me as a child. Be as a child. Live as a child. And how many people on earth can do that today? How many people can explain to themselves, am I truly a child of God? Do you look like a child does into a face, a crowd of faces, and every one of those faces are a different color? Do you see the color, or do you see friends to play with? Do you see people that you should hate because of the color? Or do you run into that crowd because you love them and you want to play with them when you was a kid? You know, children don't look at skin color. They just run up and they start playing with each other. There's no borders. And that's what Christ was trying to teach you. He was trying to teach the disciples that. I don't even really realize. I don't even know if they got it. I believe they did get it when they were transformed over, when they became apostles. The Holy Spirit came upon them with a flame over their heads. And it was flames in their hearts of the Holy Spirit. And you have all these people running around today. They said, well, hey, I'm holy, I'm righteous. I said, oh, have you had the flame appear upon your head? You got the flame in your heart, in your chest? What are you talking about? How dare you speak to me that way? I'm righteous, I'm holy, I'm pure at heart. And don't get me started on pure at heart. Don't let me get on that, because it'd take me hours and hours and days to prove to everybody that you cannot. You got to be a virgin. You got to be born a virgin and die a virgin of mind, body, and soul, and sexuality, and nothing. You cannot even think of any wrong things. Cannot tell a lie. Cannot even think about a lie. And you tell me, you know anybody on earth got a perfect heart, pure heart, pure heart? No, you don't. That don't mean that there's not going to be any, because I believe that's what the 144,000. Of all, from the day of Adam and Eve until the end of days, there's only going to be 144,000. Out of all these trillions of people that's lived on this planet, there's only going to be 144,000. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, the phone's going off. Now, another time, I got to get this in within an hour. I don't want to go 2 hours, but, you know, and I don't want to put part one, part two, because I got so many parts out there right now. Well, I got one that's I've got it pretty well, 1, 2, A, B, and C, and all that. I got it up to to part three now, and I've got, and I'm gonna run part three out, and I got part four, and once part four is done on the end times, it's over. I'm gonna stop because the Holy Spirit told me after part four, do not continue on, because simply it's all been said. Everybody's been warned. All the warnings are out there, and I'm gonna lay it out in part four. I'm gonna lay it out here in this. I'm gonna bring out another one. Right after this one, I'm going to promise within 72 hours, I'll get the follow-up on this one. Okay, because this is not all it is. Okay, there was a lot of other things that I got to talk about that happened by John F. Kennedy. What's John F. Kennedy? Well, it was on June. Also, once again, June of, I think it was 1960. Yeah, it was 1969. June. And we're going to talk about all these things happening in June. June is number 6 month. 6 month. 666. The number of the man. Six is the number of the man. That's what it says. It doesn't say 666 is the number of the man. Number of man is six. 1 6 is the number of man. Three is the Holy Trinity. The number three. The Holy Holies. Okay. All right. So is holy number 7 and 12. So forth and so on. But three is the most holiest number that there is. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot more. I've got to wind this down. I don't like to, like I said, I've got a lot. Come back within 72 hours. I'll promise to get it out. And I'll surely do that. I know I've not been keeping it, but during my health, it's really been bad. The hand of the Lord grabbed me and kept me alive. I stopped breathing the other day, and I couldn't even yell out for help, and I was on the floor. So, and when I woke, I could barely get enough air into my lungs, and I couldn't breathe out. I couldn't breathe in. It was what you call respiratory failure. And God reached down with His mighty hand, and just before I was fixing to go out, I took a big breath in and breath out. And once again, Lord saved me and brought me out. Now, I mean, it's been so many times that He's brought me out of death. I can't even count the times. The only thing I can do is praise His holy name. Jesus Christ truly has shown me that He cares and loves so much about me that I shouldn't even be here. He's proved that point. And I question not. I question not in the things that comes to me into my heart and mind. I don't question to put it out there. Okay? There's no question whatsoever. And this warning is out there for everybody. I want you to get it out to your families. And this is an enthronement, ladies and gentlemen. Now who do we have to take over the throne? The last pope, ladies and gentlemen. The pope that we got now, he waltzed in after that other one. And I tell you, the other one was forced out, because that ceremony, that black ceremony, that black magic took over. And a ripple went through the Vatican. They thought that they was going to pick the right guy, but they didn't. The bishops and the cardinals did not, the men in red did not pick the right guy. So they had to do something. They had to do something very quick and very fast. And they knew there's going to be a lot of questions, because it's never been happened in the history of the papacy, in the history of Vatican, that a healthy pope stepped down. Are you kidding me? The powers that be has been rocked, ladies and gentlemen. The powers of the underworld has risen up and just grabbed that man, that pope, and said, "Oh no, you're not taking that throne. It's mine." And it's the Pope Peter the Great. He doesn't call himself that, but that's exactly what it is. The last man. The last pope that'll ever be claim himself Jesus on earth. The last one. And he's going to defile everything there is, and I'm going to tell you about what he's going to do in September. September, he's going to meet not only with President Obama in the White House, and because he's going to be there anyway, He's going to be in the United Nations. He's going to be meeting in the United Nations, and this is going to be the start of the New World Order. It's going to be the false peace will start right then. He will tell you that he's going to order the world against Israel. Israel will give up. I don't know if she'll give up, go back to the 1967 borders. She may do it. But God said to me, he said, I don't want her to give up not one inch, not one grain of sand. That's their land. And the land that they've lost, the land is now occupied by others. He said, that's their land too. The land of Judah is theirs. And it goes all the way across to the great river Euphrates was the Israelites, his children's land as well. They have already desecrated what the property that God allowed his children Israel to have. And his wrath is, he said, they've got my children up against the walls of the ocean. He said, I will not stand no more. I'm coming. Jesus is on his way. And you've only got a short time now to repent and get your hearts right now. But I'm telling you right now, and I'm going to bring that to you on my next show, that this Pope is going to set up this climate change through this climate change. And he's going to bring this idea of progressive, radicalized peace of the world between Muslims. And he's going to be the one that's going to say, okay, we got to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. They've already got the plans. They're already ready. They're ready to dig the first stone. I've heard through the grapevine the foundation stone has done been laid. This is how close we are right now, ladies and gentlemen. Like I told you, it's not going to take years to build that. It's only going to take months, and it will be done. It'll be over. And they will be that false peace. There will be that false peace, and then all hell on earth will break loose. Okay? They're going to be all hell break loose. They're still going to be, you know, everybody says there's got to be a peace around the world. No, it doesn't say that. It didn't say that. And they said there'll be peace in Israel. And Jesus said there'll be wars and rumors of wars at that time. And there's going to be wars and rumors of wars even through this peaceful time of the Antichrist too as well. That's what y'all don't understand. Y'all don't look at that. You don't pay no attention. Because it tells you in Revelation that the armies are building outside, right outside of Israel. 200 million man army is going to gather a mixture of all the armies of the world. The communists, the Muslims, the Islamists, it's all going to be gathered together to stomp on Israel. There's going to be a great explosion. And I believe it's going to be the Ark of the Covenant. Because, you know, the Jewish people, Netanyahu and the Jewish people says they have a secret weapon. And I know what that secret weapon is now. They have in their possession, ladies and gentlemen, the Ark of the Covenant. That powerful Ark of the Covenant, the world will see. That'll stop. It'll stop that 200 million man army. And it's going to cook them alive. And they'll go up in vapor smoke. No bones, nothing left. And they'll retreat. The Ark of the Covenant is not going to destroy them all. Because there's still the story to tell right in the Revelations. Because the Antichrist must therefore come into Jerusalem and take the throne and proclaim himself God, the Creator. This is when Jesus takes hold of the wheel. This is when Jesus comes and says, enough's enough. This is when Jesus comes and going to show Satan that he's wrong, that he can't win. He's going to show everybody in Hollywood that they've been on the wrong side, they followed the wrong people. And Christ is going to, with one spoken word, end it all. As the gut spills out as far as you can see out of everybody's stomach, and the blood shall fill that valley to the heights of the heads of horses. And that's a big valley. That's a lot of people's blood. And he's going to call upon the beasts of the earth and all the fowls of the air to come and have the great feast upon the dead and the blood. He's drink all the blood you want. Drink all and eat up all the skin and all the eyes and all the guts. Here it is. This is what they get. They wanted it so badly they got it. They asked for it, I gave it to them. I warned them, they took the warning, they heed the warning not. And Jesus is going to crawl upon the throne after he waves his hands. He's going to wave his hands and purify that temple because you know who's been on it. And it will be a different temple. Be a different temple. And he's going to sit there and rule for 1,000 years. And he's going to turn that Satan loose once again. And when he does wrong again, he's going to try to give that old Satan. God so loved Satan. It was the most perfect angel. He was the most beautiful. God loved him so much. He's going to give him one more chance after being bound under the, really bound, that he can't move. See, he's been moving all this time now for several thousand years. He's been moving. He's been doing what he wants to do. But when he bounds him for 1,000 years, he ain't going to be able to do nothing but just think, and his thoughts are not going to be able to escape his head. He's going to be all alone, and he's not going to have nobody with him, no demons, no devil, no nothing. He's going to be by himself. Now, when he comes out, is he going to repent? He may. It doesn't say, but it does say in the Bible that he does not. He doesn't repent, because that's when Lord Jesus says him and his Father will destroy the universe. Destroy everything in the universe. But then yet he says he will recreate a new heaven and a new earth, a new universe, a new earth. And ladies and gentlemen, I got to go now. So may God bless you. Think this over. If you haven't repented, do so now and ask Jesus to come into your heart. Mean it. Repent it, because we've only got a short time left. Until I'll see you on the next show, this is Dr. Butch Melton saying, God bless you.